Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And another Monday afternoon, evening here. I actually thought the Labor Day was a week away this morning and found out it's 2 weeks away. So still a couple more weeks to Labor Day. On today's program, East Lansing Schools opening the conversation on a consolidation program that could mean the closure of a handful of elementary schools. I'll be joined by Superintendent David Chapin to talk about what's ahead. And a big day at CMU where tenured faculty members went on strike on this first day of school. How did that affect classes, and can contract issues be resolved? We'll talk about that. But first, Republican Clark Durant, the founder and former CEO of the Cornerstone Charter Schools in Detroit, announcing that he'll be making another run for the U.S. Senate, joining an increasingly crowded Republican field of challengers ready to face off against Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow. He joins me now to talk about his candidacy and what he feels are the most pressing issues this country is facing. Welcome to the program, Mr. Durant.
Hey, Michael, how are you today?
Very good. Now, your decision to join the race comes after former Congressman Pete Hoekstra announced his candidacy. With his long, distinguished career in the U.S. House, he's clearly one of the more prominent Republicans in the state and likely to be a serious contender for the nomination. Why do you think Republicans should choose you over his extensive political experience?
Well, I think Americans are fed up with politics as usual. I think that people see that our government, the debt has increased, taxes have increased, spending has increased, and quite frankly, both Republicans and Democrats have been down there, and I think people are looking for a change. I think they want less taxes, less spending, less government, and more freedom.
Well, you're certainly right that people are fed up after this debt ceiling debate. It seems like both the president and congressional Republicans took a hit politically. When you look at the way Republicans approach the issue, their absolute resistance to compromising, is that something you think they should be proud of, or is it a sign of the poisonous political environment in Washington right now?
Well, frankly, I think what you see is a robust discussion going on in which there were compromises made. I think that standing on principle is different than not being willing to compromise. It's a recognition, for example, that tax increases are not going to help us reduce the deficit, and they're certainly not going to help us increase job creation, which has to be at the core of any policy. I think also, let's also be fair here. Our founders set up a system. It's not perfect. It's not pure, but it can be messy. But we're talking to each other. We have differences of opinion, but it's certainly better than what's going on in Libya today.
Well, that is true indeed. You know, most economists say that it will take a combination of revenue increases and program cuts to really get a grip on this deficit. Are you then not supporting any type of real revenue increases?
Well, here's how you can begin to change the way revenue comes into the federal government. If we had a flat tax where people could fill out their taxes, let's agree on what the right percentage ought to be across the board. Everybody pays the same percentage across the board and be done with it. If you go through the tax code, there are all sorts of special interest protections for all sorts of different individuals and companies, and that has to change. And I think that's what is frustrating to people. And if you broaden the tax base, lowered the tax rates, ultimately economic growth would bring more tax revenues into the federal government, but it allows people to keep more of what they earn because we're creating a bigger pie. Right now, you see people fighting over a pie that is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Just look at the Dow Jones and the loss of corporate valuations. But we need to have economic growth where the pie is expanding, and that will be a way to address our biggest challenges facing our country.
There's been ample talk, not only nationwide, but certainly here in Michigan, about the fact that there's really no clear evidence that cutting taxes actually creates jobs or spurs companies to hire more. Why do you think that's the only real legitimate approach to creating new jobs here in Michigan and in the country?
Well, I think, first of all, this is a country that is based on the premise of we the people. The government ought to be our servants, not our masters. When the people are out creating in the private sector, creating jobs and creating wealth, that is the only way that taxes can grow and revenues can grow, because what all the government is doing is taking taxes from some people and transferring them to other people. And certainly in some cases that is very necessary and important to do. But it is true that if you look at where you allow people to keep more of what they earn, as Abraham Lincoln said, do not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned, so that people can have these resources to maintain their businesses, build their businesses, save, invest, and spend. That's the real spending that counts.
I'm talking to Republican U.S. senatorial candidate Clark Durant. He's also the co-founder and former CEO of the Cornerstone Charter Schools in Detroit. Mr. Durant, an Epic MRA poll just released today finding that Senator Stabenow is opening her lead against Pete Hoekstra, which now sits at 9 points, holding a strong lead with independents. While Americans are generally unhappy with their political leaders at this time, do you agree that she remains a relatively popular figure here in Michigan?
I think, first of all, I think the way any poll has to be looked at is it's a snapshot in time. And when people get focused on what are the issues and what are the contrasts and the differences between Debbie Stabenow and what she has done over the last 12 years, if you look, for example, if people begin to realize that our national debt during the time that Debbie has been in office has increased 154% from $5.7 trillion dollars to $14 trillion now.
Right.
As we have watched taxes go up numerous times, as we've watched the unemployment numbers continue to grow, there were only 6 million unemployed Americans in 2001. There are over 13 million unemployed Americans now, and countless millions others who have stopped looking for work.
But that can't be blamed on her, though.
Well, here is the point. Where has the senator been in building a framework over these last 12 years that creates expanded economic opportunities, a growing economy, higher trade, more jobs being created? That's the only way our country can be great again, and America needs to be great again if the world will be a safer place. And Debbie has been there, Senator Stabenow has been there, and where has her voice been to reduce the burdens on ordinary families, on ordinary businesses, and reduce their taxes? She has been silent.
What about funding key programs that this country relies on? I mean, you're talking about Social Security and Medicare. I mean, isn't there a need to ultimately support the programs we have in some form? I mean, we can't just cut our way out of this.
By the way, you're exactly correct. We cannot cut our way out of this. And what we have to look at is an honest conversation to look at the way some of our programs are structured and how do we maintain their security and safety while looking at ways to create a better platform for them to be successful. Right now, by every economist will tell you that there is structural deficit the way these programs are set up, and they will implode and will not be good for anybody if people aren't willing to think about changes that protect people but make the programs secure. And right now, all economists would say that the structural framework of these programs is not sustainable, and nobody is doing anything about it.
Is your sense, Mr. Durant, that we're not anywhere near in the clear at this point when it comes to our economy, that we're likely looking at many more years of some hard times?
Well, let's put it this way. This is America, and the American people are great people. If we take the burdens off their backs and reduce the regulations and the taxes that they're paying, the American people will be the best producers, the best innovators, the best entrepreneurs the world has ever seen. The American way is to invest and invent and innovate and produce things. The Washington way is to tax, regulate, subsidize, and borrow. Those are the things that have to stop if America is going to be great again. No, I don't think we have many years of despair and despondency. This is America, man. This is a great place. Just allow people to be free, and they will produce the value for others that makes America great.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Clark Durant, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, my pleasure, Michael, and keep up the good work, too. You always have great conversation.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Coming up next, the superintendent of the East Lansing School District, David Chapin. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.